With Major League Baseball's opening day just a week off, we think we found the most intriguing piece of baseball writing published during the offseason. How's this for a hot stove league banter? The objective of the optimization is to maximize the range of the batted ball, subject to variables over which the batter has control, and that have optimum values that are independent of the constraints of the model. Clearly, we've come a long way from Wee Willie Keeler, the turn-of-the-century Brooklyn Dodger, who explained batting with the terse, if ungrammatical, sentence, "I hit 'em where they ain't." Well, the first sentence comes from an article in last November's issue of the American Journal of Physics. We learned about it from an article in Natural History magazine, and one of the authors of the journal article is Mont Hubbard, professor of mechanical and aeronautical engineering at the University of California, Davis. Professor Hubbard, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your article is titled, "How to Hit Home Runs, Optimum Baseball Bat Swing Parameters for Maximum Range Trajectories." And you did end up debunking a common misconception that if you swing hard at a fastball, the ball goes farther than if you swing at a slower curveball.
Yes. That was one of the things that came out of our calculations. It wasn't the thing we set out to find out, but we did learn it.
Well, what did you set out to find out?
Well, we wanted to understand, with a very simple model of the swing, what the best thing for the batter to do would be. So we made a model of the impact of the bat on the ball and coupled that together with a flight model of the ball after impact. And using these two models together, we could understand how what the batter can control contributes to range. We presumed that the batter could place the bat on the ball where he or she wanted. One of the variables is called undercut, which is the distance the center of the bat is below the center of the ball. The other variable that we assumed the batter could control was the angle at which the bat is swung just before impact. And what we found was that there are optimum values for both of those variables.
Where ideally, if you hit the ball with the sweet spot of the bat, where ideally should you be hitting the ball?
Well, it depends on what kind of a pitch it is, actually. That's rather interesting. For fastballs, which have pitched backspin, it's different from curveballs, which have typically pitched topspin. But it's about an inch below the center of the ball, give or take.
It is the topspin and the backspin that distinguish the curveball and the fastball, is what you find in terms of how far the ball will go, depending on how it's hit.
That's right. The bat can add to the spin of the curveball to give beneficial batted backspin, which holds the ball, generates a lift force and holds the ball up and essentially will allow it to go farther. Whereas with a pitched fastball, the bat has to cancel that spin and give it batted backspin. So having to do that, it has to give up more launch velocity and more launch angle in some sense.
Well, a couple of my colleagues really have, there's only one question that they have for you that I'd like me to ask, which is, could any of this information conceivably help the Red Sox?
The Red Sox need a lot more than what we can give them, I think. I doubt that what we have to say will make or break the Red Sox. But I'm hoping for them anyway.
Well, Professor Hubbard, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Mont Hubbard of University of California, Davis, was co-author along with Gregory Sawicki and William Strong of an article in the November issue of the American Journal of Physics titled, "How to Hit Home Runs, Optimum Baseball Bat Swing Parameters for Maximum Range Trajectories."